بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد كتاب الفضائل باب فضل قراءة القرآن عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابه رواه مسلم. This chapter dealing with fadail and virtues, we began the discussion yesterday. Under this main heading, the first subtext that Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings, Babu Fadli Qira'ati al-Qur'an, the virtue of the recitation of the Qur'an, the importance of developing an attachment with the Qur'an. As we mentioned, not specific to the month of Ramadan, but the Qur'an is our defense mechanism. The Qur'an is our protection. Whatever challenges we are facing in life, whether they be physical, whether they be ideological, whether they be spiritual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the protection from all those difficulties and challenges that a Muslim will face on a day-to-day basis. Allah has kept it in the Qur'an. It is ironical and unfortunate that very few of us develop this attachment, this azmat of the Qur'an in the heart. Azmat is there, value is there, but that strong link and strong attachment, daily recitation of the Qur'an, pondering over the meaning of the Qur'an, understanding the message of the Qur'an, this is that formula which was given to us, لَن تَضِلُّوا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will never go astray. Nothing will ever harm you as long as you will hold fast to the Qur'an. What is the Qur'an? Allah Ta'ala Himself tells us in the Qur'an, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It's unfortunate we don't know the Arabic language, but if you look at this expression of the Qur'an, where Allah Ta'ala refers to the Qur'an, Allah says, Tanzeel. One in Surah Shu'ara, and the other likewise in Surah Taha, Tanzeel. Tanzeel already clearly illustrates for us. Tanzeel, in other words, revealed, not of this world. There is nothing in this world that is in any way influencing this Qur'an. This is a revelation. It is from the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. It is out of this world. Tanzeel mimman khalaqal ard was-samawatil ula. Naturally, when something great is told, you are informed about something great, something august, something beautiful, something magnificent, something out of this world, then the natural quest or query that forms in the heart, Tanzeel, revelation, whose revelation? What is the name of its author? What is the name of its source? This is the natural inquiry that should form in the heart. So look at the beauty of the Qur'an, the manner in which Allah presents it. Tanzeel, whose? Mimman khalaqa al-ard wa samawati al-ula. That Zat and that being who created the earth and the lofty heavens. The name still not given. Sifat, quality is mentioned. And we find that when quality is mentioned, or sifat of some Zat or some being is mentioned, then the justiju, then the curiosity is piqued even more. Mimman khalaqa al-ardi was-samawati al-ula. Who is it? Ar-Rahman. Again, sifat, quality. The benevolent, the kind, the merciful. Alal arsh istawa. Where is he? He has made istiwa upon his arsh. Still, we are not told What is the source of this Quran? Whose Quran is this? Whose revelation is it? Tanzeel, mimman khalaq al-arda wa samawati al-ula, al-Rahman wa al-arsh istawa, lahu ma fi al-samawat, wa ma fi al-ard, wa ma baynahuma, wa ma tahta al-thara. To him belongs everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath the earth. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. Still, sifat, quality, source is still not mentioned. Quran goes on. Whose revelation is this? وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. Shout, it's equal to him. Whisper, it is equal to him. Speak from your heart, it is equal to him. The source of this Quran, يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى, knows every secret and knows that which you reveal. Then, finally, after, if you look at it, the beauty of the Quran from an eloquence point of view, the curiosity would have now peaked. Who is the source of this? Where is this Quran coming from? Finally, اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. This is that revelation which is directly from Allah. It is Allah's sifat, Allah's quality. Coming back to those verses in Surah Shu'ara, وَإِنَّهُ, verily this Qur'an, لَا, not تَنْزِيل, لَا تَنْزِيل. In other words, with emphasis, لَا تَنْزِيل. It is a revelation of whose? رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Qur'an is coming from رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the Rabb of every alam. Who brought the Qur'an? How did it come? نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. رُوحُ الْأَمِينَ, Jibreel alayhi salam, the entrusted angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brought this Qur'an. Where was it revealed? عَلَى قَلْبِك, on the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qur'an was not revealed on any book. Qur'an was not revealed on any scroll. Qur'an was not revealed on any scripture. Quran was revealed directly upon the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, if you look at this, ala qalbik, what does the heart tell us? Why does Allah say that the Quran was revealed upon the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Whose revelation? Rabbul Alameen. Who brought it? Ruhul Ameen. Upon whom? Sadiqul Ameen. Where? Ala qalbik, on the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, there is a very, very strong bond, unbreakable, intrinsic bond and link between the Quran and the one upon whom it was revealed. The Quran and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why, how strong is this bond? If you look in Quran, we see this link between Quran and Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One place Allah says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Quran is رَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Quran is رَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The one upon whom the Quran was revealed is رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Quran is wise. Nasihat. Wise, the one who delivered the nasihat is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran is hidayat. Hadi is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran is nasihat. Nasih, the one who delivered the nasihat and advice is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran, one place Allah says Quran is ruh. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. Quran is ruh, and the source of that ruh, the body of that ruh, the one that accepted that ruh, is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why when Aisha radiallahu anha was asked about the akhlaq of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did she say? Ama taqra'ul Quran, don't you read the Quran? The true embodiment and physical manifestation and representation of the Quran was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran is a ruh. Just to delve on this, What is ruh? Ruh means soul. Ruh means light. Ruh means life. In other words, imani and ruhani hayat, and life will come. The source of it is the Quran. The dead hearts of humanity will be brought to life through the Quran. And then, to complete those verses in Surah Shu'ara, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. This is a revelation from Rabbul Alameen. The one who brought it is Ruhul Ameen. It is brought upon Sadiqul Ameen, عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ, on your heart. لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ. Why? What is the purpose of this Quran? Inzar. Now if you look at this word Nadir, one of the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like we see in this verse also, لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ. Normally we translate it warner. But English language unfortunately doesn't do justice. I mentioned this many, many times. Allah could have, if the actual meaning was a warner or to put fear into you, Allah could have said, لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُتَخَوِّفِينَ. Khawf actually means fear. In that, the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. That we reveal this Quran upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may do this work of inzar. Like I said, the Arabic language is very, very rich. For example, there is one author, one alim, his name is Musa Khan. He wrote one kitab, Fathu Samad fi Asma'il Asad. Fathu Samad fi Asma'il Asad. And in it, he has shown that in the Arabic language, just for lion, the animal lion, there are 500 words for lion. For sword, there are 4,000 words in the Arabic language. So this word inzar, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was nazir. Ulama explain it like this. They say, khabardar karna shafqat ke saath taake bure anjaam se bach jaye. For example, child is about to cross the road. Traffic is in front. What does the father or mother do? Stop. Don't cross. Be careful. Issues a warning, but that is not warning to instill fear. That is warning to protect you from, and that warning is issued out of love, out of compassion, out of kindness, to protect you from some impending doom. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was nadir. That type of warner, out of shafaqa, out of kindness, he made us aware of what road to adopt so that we will be protected from the harm and from the punishment of akhirat. That is the... And then if you look, when Allah Ta'ala tells us that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was لِتَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا, Allah says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ. Allah doesn't say Qur'an, Allah says Furqan. What is Furqan? If you look at it, it means... It comes from the word فَرَّقَ يُفَرِّقُ. It creates a distinction. Quran created a distinction between what? لِأَنَّهُ يُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ بَيْنَ الشِّرْكِ وَالتَّوْحِيدِ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْكِرِّ. Quran was the distinction, the decider between truth and falsehood, between shirk and tawheed, ascribing partners to Allah and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, between the truth and falsehood. Quran is Furqan. Ulama, unfortunately we run out of time, but they say this, kathratul asma tadullu ala sharafil musamma. That when something has a lot of names, this indicates the sharafat, the honor, the dignity of that which is being named. In the Quran itself, ulama have enumerated something like 67 names that Allah has given to the Quran, in the Quran itself. Somewhere Allah says Quran, somewhere Allah says Furqan, somewhere Allah calls the Quran Dhikr, somewhere Kalamullah, somewhere Nurum Mubin, somewhere Ruh, somewhere Burhan, somewhere Hidayat, somewhere Sirat-e-Mustaqim. The point, my respected brothers, we'll see in these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the importance of developing a bond a love, an attachment with the Quran. Allah gives the fixed one.